Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I've been sitting on, well, I don't know, a yoga or exercise ball for years. And primarily the reason I did it was because, well, chairs kept breaking. And this was back when I was 300 plus pounds. So, and I would spend a long time sitting on chairs. And it's funny, this $30 exercise ball I bought on Amazon 10 years ago or however long it's been, well, it's still here. Now I got to put some air in it every now and again because it does, you know, a little bit of air gets out of it after a while. And so, you know, I go get out the air pump and, you know, and I've, it's an electric pump, so it doesn't take very long. But after a little bit, it gets, you know, get a little bit more air in it. And all of a sudden, I'm back to the right height and things are good again until, well, it eventually runs out of air. And then I need to get, you know, add a little bit more air. Unlike this ball that I'm currently sitting on, your lungs inflate and deflate, well, you know, multiple times a minute, most likely. And I don't think we necessarily get them to their full capacity or remove all of the air from our lungs on a very regular basis. In fact, I think a lot of people maybe do very shallow breathing. Yes, you do need oxygen and you do need to get out carbon dioxide. All of those things need to happen, but I don't think we do this nearly often enough. And one of the things I've been working on lately is while breathing, and you know, I guess that comes with meditation, but being paying attention to your breath and actually getting a full breath of air in your lungs. And in fact, even the concept of packing your lungs, and you can actually get more air in your lungs than you think. Don't necessarily recommend that, you know, and that's, but it is something that, you know, certainly like free divers can do to get more air in their lungs so that they can do whatever it is they're going to, you know, do their long dive or whatever. And then, but not have to take any, not take any extra oxygen. I've been reading this this book from Stig Severinsen, who is a Danish guy who has the world record for diving, for, you know, being underwater for like over 20 minutes, which is pretty amazing on a, you know, on a single breath, right? So, you know, taking the breath and doing that. Now, of course, what you don't see with that is that he's, of course, he did some meditation to prepare for it and was, you know, was ready to go. And yeah, you could easily get, and I think he also set another record where he dove under the ice and swam, you know, a long distance or whatever, and did it again with, you know, only a single breath of air. So, I think we can do a whole lot with, you know, with just by breathing, right? And you know, and it'd be interesting to see exactly how many, I don't know, diseases or whatever would be improved by just breathing better. I mean, and it's, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that it's something that literally everybody does every day. And I don't care what your health conditions are. You can do things to improve your breath and improve the, you know, the amount of air that comes in, the, you know, how and breathing out and just bringing attention to it. And, you know, it seems to me, you know, I don't know that you're going to be necessarily a free driver like Stig Severinsen or like Wim Hof, who, you know, yeah, there's a reason he's called the Iceman, right? That you may not necessarily get to that point, but I think that there are amazing things you can do with the breath that with some practice, and yes, it does take some practice and some focus, that you can do some pretty amazing things. And, you know, when you get right down to, I don't know, meditation or prayer or whatever you want to call it, it's bringing attention, you know, taking attention away from all of the external things and really just focusing on one thing, right? And focusing and just being. And I think it's, you know, and it's, I don't think we do that enough. I think there's so many distractions in a day to day. You know, we've all got our phones that are continuously beeping at us. We've all got, we've got plenty of things to read and participate in and watch and whatever, that we don't just take time just to be and just to sit and just to observe yourself. And that's, you know, it seems to me that it's very easy to get caught up in things that you have absolutely no control over. And, you know, one of my goals this year has been to focus on what I can control, which is very little if you get right down to it. And, you know, and again, only in the things I can't control, well, you know, the can't work. There's no sense in worrying about them necessarily because, well, there's nothing I can do or very little I can do about it anyway. And so it's in this. And so, yeah, and then spending time just breathing and bringing attention to my breath. And I'm finding that I'm doing it in, you know, sometimes I'm spending, you know, 10, 20 minutes doing that. Sometimes it's just a couple minutes, right? It's, you know, in whatever moment that you're in, right? Bringing attention to your breath, bringing attention to the current moment and not worrying about the past or even the future, right? I mean, it's, and yeah, I've trust me, even today, there are things that come up in the past that, you know, that I go, oh God, I was such an idiot when I did that. And I don't know why that comes up in my brain. It's just, I guess maybe how my brain works or whatever, but that's already well past. There's almost no benefit to continuously reanalyzing a situation that happened 20 years ago or 30 years ago, or however long it was ago. You just, you know, just focus on the present moment. And we could all do so much better. We could all do so much more with that. And yeah, we're not, you know, and it's, but I think in a busy world, we don't take time to just be. And, you know, it's and take, you know, take a breath and just relax and just, you know, I don't know, not have to listen to something, not have to watch something, focus on just your breath, right? And there's, you know, and there's lots of breathing exercises and that kind of thing. Actually, I think it's kind of cool that Stig Severinsen has made his book, Breathology, available for free. And I'll put a link in the show notes to it. It's worth reading. And yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in there about meditation and the power of the breath and that kind of thing. And, it's maybe a little bit more accessible, or at least it, you know, and I find that, having read Wim Hof right before Stig Severinsen, I get a different point of view on kind of the same thing, right? There's many roads that lead to Rome, I guess. And, this is, you know, if you don't find the Wim Hof method, you know, that interesting, you know, maybe what Stig says is a little bit more accessible, or at least a bit different, but it kind of goes into the same sorts of things, right? It's really about, you know, breathing and intention and, you know, And he, you know, Stig doesn't talk about cold exposure, but he's clearly doing it if he's free diving under the ice, right? So there's probably something to that. He doesn't talk about that explicitly, but I think it's kind of two sides of the same coin, I guess. It's worth listening to. It's worth watching. He's also got some free courses that with some videos and that kind of thing that I think it's totally worth your time. And you know, if you're trying to, I don't know, stay calm in the current environment, which the current environment is not not conducive to calmness, I don't think. But but we can, just by quieting our mind, we can maybe find our way through it.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.